program. So our first step then in deciding on what style of analytical program we're going to carry out is, are we carrying out an exploratory monitoring, set of analyses, or are we carrying out a monitoring set of analyses? With our sites, we need to consider both temporal changes in the analyte concentration relative to the matrix and any spatial variability in the site, so that tutorial sheet I handed out indicated then that you have to think about spatial variability and concentration of your analyte. With the analyte itself, you do some literature work first of all to find out the characteristics of this thing. Does it change in the environment? For instance, with lots of pesticides, you'll find that they change either inside an organism or under thermal or photochemical conditions into things called metabolites. Once you've decided on where exactly your site is and the topographical characteristics of that site, you then go and decide on your sampling regime. So classically, you'll do a random sampling over the entire site. Alternatively, you can do a systematic, like a grid sampling exercise over the site, or you can do a judgmental one, or some combination of all three. It's going to depend on your budget then as to how this goes. So if you haven't got a huge amount of money, then you're probably going to apply a little bit of the last one interspersed with the other two. So you might think that based on your topography, you've got regions where you would expect there to be high concentration. So you'll do some sort of a systematic grid search over that area, and then you'll use random sampling over the rest of the site to make sure that you haven't made some mistakes in your assessment of where you're likely to find the analyte. You estimate the total number of samples you needed. You put a bit of an overestimate into that to allow for things that you hadn't expected. And in the calculation, you'll need then how many sites you're actually collecting samples at, how many methods you're going to do per sample collected, the number of blanks that you need to run, given the number of samples you're putting through, the number of replicates you collect per sample. So if you're collecting then 10 samples, you'll need one rep at least every 10 samples. With the exploratory process, you're then typically collecting grab samples. You're just collecting a sample at the instant. For monitoring, you might be using automatic sensors, which are collecting data all the time. And in that case, you need to consider your frequency of sampling. Are you going to collect samples every hour or every day, every week?